Hey guys.
Hello.
This is Dose of Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
I am Jade.
And we are just two sisters obsessed, emphasis on obsessed, with Bravo and all things drama. So we're just going to basically week to week talk about crazy shit that happened and our opinions and ask for some feedback.
And the best thing about us is we have very different views about things. So you're going to get it all.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, you're going to get me, who likes a little bit more controversy. Jasmine, who is a little bit more like
level-headed,
yeah.
Per se.
Yeah, so you'll get everything. Yeah. So
there will be something for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. So with where we're at right now, the last episode of Housewives of Orange County that came out was episode 7. So we're going to dive a little bit into our opinions on what happened with that. And the first thing that I thought we could talk about, which is carried over from a couple of older episodes, but Noella, I mean, we've got a lot to talk about with Noella.
Always. Consistent. From season 1, people were divorcing.
It's a disaster.
I mean, we had people literally on season 1 through 5 getting evicted, marriages ending. It's always been like, even from the first season, they were like, we're not going to be part of the number, and I'm like, yes you are.
Yes, you are.
She loved it.
Yeah, so weird.
Yeah,
crazy. But speaking of bad relationships, Gina now is come such a long way, just in a thriving relation, and love them and love that for her and Emily.
Yeah.
Because their relationship is also thriving, and then their relationships are thriving, and it just brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah.
They're just the cutest.
100%. And I love when, like, drunk Gina calms drunk Emily down. That's my, I'm like,
drunk
that's
Emily
a sister.
At that party is the only Emily that matters.
Yeah.
In life.
Drunk Emily was like, here are the details. Here it all is.
Here's everything.
And I'm a better version of you, bitch.
Oh, that was just fantastic. And so now are we at the point that Nicole no longer exists on the show?
I think so.
Wow.
I think we've gotten to that point.
What?
Which I'm not going to say that I hate.
No, I'm not. I'm not mad about that.
I feel like she was going to be too problematic, where it's just like, you're a mean girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it gives good TV, but it's like, is it worth it?
She had bad vibes.
Bad vibes.
Really bad vibes.
And she didn't smile a lot. She always looked really mean.
No, she looked, And if you can't give your friend a hug when they're going through it, when their husband just got up and fled the country from them.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
With
that's
a bad. Child, by the way, and not only just like a child, but somebody who needs extra care.
Mm-hmm. Extra care, yeah. Going through this hard time.
Yeah.
You just can't get your ass up from the table and walk across and give her a hug. Oh my gosh, that was tough to watch.
That was tough. That was tough.
Another thing that I loved seeing on this episode was Heather talking about her family. She was like bringing up that dream that she had about her kids and like talking about how she wants to create like spaces for them to like have
connect.
Their kids, because they had kids like later in life. I was so touched by that. I thought that was the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah, that is super sweet. Heather lives for that family.
Yeah, she does.
And again, speaking of good relationships, Heather and Terry have never cracked.
Yeah.
Well, okay, there was one season where they kind of went through a hard time because Terry was working
all
the time.
Yeah.
But Heather was always just like a strong backbone. Like, I never thought for one second that they would end or whatever, that was going to break them. Like, it's just like, hey, I need you home. And then Terry ended up respecting that and spending more time with his family.
Yeah.
So I love
them. One of my
fave
husbands. He's hilarious.
Terry is?
Yeah.
Not to jump off topic, but Mauricio holds down the fort
for
me forever.
Well, I didn't say favorite. Mauricio is bae number one for life.
Mauricio
is the perfect housewife husband.
I love
him.
I
adore him.
I'm just waiting on them to get a divorce so I can marry him one day. There's a poll. Do you guys think that I could ever marry Mauricio? Or just if they could adopt me, actually, that'd be fine.
Yeah, true story, because Loki, or maybe not even Loki, Kyle is my favorite housewife. So
same.
There's that.
So Kyle and Mauricio, we are up for adoption.
Yeah.
We will be your fifth and sixth daughters.
True story. Last thing I wanted to mention about Orange County is just, I thought I should throw something in positive about Shannon, because I don't always have the most positive things to say about Shannon, but she has been fun to watch, especially on this trip.
Yes.
Because Tequila Shannon is always freaking hilarious. Specifically, my favorite thing is Shannon's drunk Spanish.
My favorite?
Kills me.
Drunk Shannon is her and Emily in that hammock.
I know.
And she's like somersaulting and just like ninjaing throughout. But she,
a good Bravo tumble.
You know, and speaking of Shannon, I think Shannon honestly was like the Nicole, this Nicole I know, it couldn't be the same person, but I knew the one that sued the DeBros.
Mm-hmm. And which maybe, is a normal thing you would say to your friend.
Like, so normal.
It was so not like, I malicious. Mean, it was kind of gossipy, but it was not like crazy, yeah, malicious.
Right.
Like mean gossip. It was just like, holy cow, what?
Right.
That would be weird if that was her.
Yeah. Of this. And I could see how, like, if it was the same person, you'd be like, okay, don't say anything.
Yeah,
because
right.
I don't know if the DeBros know or whatever.
And
so
Gina didn't even give her a second to sort it out herself or have a good time.
Gina gave no seconds.
Gina was 100% in the wrong for this.
100% in the wrong. And her and Heather were getting closer. And she could have protected Shannon a little bit more.
Yeah.
And been like, Shannon did not say this maliciously. Mm-hmm. But she knows that, Nicole. And she knows there's somebody who sued you.
Yeah.
And then Heather could have been like, what?
Yeah.
And then they could have handled it a little bit more. Like, to do it at, I know it makes for good TV again, but mm-hmm. to do it at the party I thought was so shitty and I just really, like, I thought Heather overreacted. I thought.
The thing is that's a bummer about this is that Shannon has kind of done this to herself because she has kind of burned everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she hadn't been so mean to Gina in the past, I don't think Gina would have been so quick to throw her under the bus. She's had crazy drama with Heather before, so Heather's just like, give me a goddamn reason.
Right.
And so she kind of has done this to herself, or otherwise I don't think everyone would have turned against her. And it sucks because she was so not in the wrong, I don't think.
I know.
I get, like, I don't, Gina's, like, reason was such a bummer because that really sucks that she was saying that she went through with her ex who took her to the freaking party.
Yeah.
With his, like, the person who was cheating on her with him. Everyone knew. Like, that's literally traumatizing. So I can see why you wouldn't want someone else to go through that. But I still think it was handled very poorly.
Yeah. It couldn't have been handled more poorly.
So yeah, I totally agree. But we'll see in the reunion if that gets discussed at all. And that was just followed up with Heather's, like, full-on threat promise.
Threat promise. Full-on. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, what can she do? And then you were like, she has probably a very large community in Orange County. And I was like, Shannon, you're fucked. Don't do that again.
Yeah, I mean, she'll get, like, you. I mean, they're richer than God.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have heard the reverse, where people are like, actually, no one gives a shit
about
her locally. So
right.
You never know. I just, the boldness of straight up telling someone
you
that
will
you
lose.
Will come for them.
Yeah. Scary. So, she said that to me, I'd be like, demon.
Housewife gangster.
Yeah.
Good times.
But so SLC, or I mean, Orange County is about to pop off.
Yeah, it's going to pop off, and I am here for it.
I'm so here for it.
Which
brings us to SLC, which already has popped off.
All the popping off has happened, continues to happen, will happen in the future. It's just a hot ass mess.
Yeah.
So, episode 18 was the last one. And to think that we have so many more episodes left.
So many more.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I know, but I'm scared because they filmed the reunion, which means it's the season's coming to an end.
I know. I hate when it ends.
I hate.
But then there's the reunion, so I also love it.
There's
a
reunion
ends.
And they're filming season 3 already.
I know.
Which is when the controversy gets addressed.
Yeah.
Which needs to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So where should we start with this? Should we dive right in with the beginning of the episode, which was the altercation?
Yeah. Can somebody tell me why somebody doesn't say Jensha?
Calm the absolute fuck down.
You cannot scream at people, get in their face.
You can't get in people.
You cannot get it. Like, that is so, like, just Oh my gosh. If somebody did that to me, I might just punch
it,
him.
It boggles my mind. Like, I actually can't believe that she thinks it's acceptable to get in someone's face and
yeah.
scream. Like,
right.
That's an attack.
That's an attack. That's literally.
People have a personal space.
Yeah.
And you were violating.
And could you
space.
Could you imagine being Lisa Barlow on that bus and getting screamed at for
oh my god
how
no.
much, how long?
No. I couldn't believe that there's even a discussion that people think that this was somehow equal.
Yeah.
Like, it just is crazy. She screams
yeah.
and screams her gets
screams
in her face.
And screams
Lisa
and
Barlow
screams.
Literally says, I'm shutting down. I'm
yeah.
trying to, like, stop.
Yeah.
Like, that is actually a boundary.
Right.
That she's trying to set. And she continues to scream in her face. Like, oh my gosh, it was
right.
just so crazy. Even to watch like the interviews after like Whitney and Heather like kind of acting like they were equally going for each other. I was like, bitch, you were there.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
That did that. Yeah, that was so frustrating to me. And then she's in Lisa's face
mm-hmm.
and Lisa like pushes her out and she's like, oh, you're going to push me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would.
Get
out of my face. You are screaming. There's probably spit flying. Like,
yeah.
get
and
out of my face.
You have been known to swing your hands a bit, throw shit at people, as
throw.
We know from released videos.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. 100%. You
mm-hmm.
literally got so mad at a party because of Mary Cosby that you took your glass and threw it across the room.
Remember her throwing stuff at her, the people who
her
work
employees.
For her? Yeah.
Yeah. And then she came out and said that that was not. I'm like, there is actual video evidence.
Actual video evidence.
It's so insane. She goes nuts on Lisa. And who else? Oh, and Meredith, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I can't with this woman.
No, it's truly unbelievable. And then she has the nerve to, like, turn. Because, you know, I feel bad because Lisa really takes some shit sometimes and
yeah.
no one's ever in her corner.
Yeah.
Really. And it sucks. And she tries to, like, I mean, she does a fair amount of shadiness.
Yeah.
Like, that's not to say that she's innocent by any means, but just that she lets people get away with kind of a lot. And then Meredith kind of holds her own in the way of, like, actually, we're not fucking with me.
Yeah.
That's just end of story.
Right.
And so Jen kind of, like, backs down relatively quickly. Like, they say it. Goes on for a long time and then just turns all of her fury at Jenny.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Right. You told me.
Yeah.
Da, da, da.
It's no one's fault that you're crazy.
Right.
Okay. It's no one's fault that you cannot handle your temper.
Right. And on top of that, if you're wondering if somebody did something to you, you can ask them
without screaming
at them.
Without, like, why are you always screaming? And
always
Meredith
screaming.
Is just. Stop screaming, stop
yeah.
screaming, stop. And she
right.
kind of starts to realize that she's just, like, looks like a bit of a lunatic.
Right.
And starts, like, calming down a little bit. But she's still yelling. Like,
she's
she can't say
yelling.
Anything without yelling.
She can't say, and she has her fingers. And I'm just like.
It's truly unbelievable.
You need to chill out.
Mm-hmm.
For one, everybody's finding out this information. So, of course, people have questions. I
mm-hmm.
literally cannot stand when people are like, are you questioning me?
Yeah,
yeah bitch.
Yeah.
I'm questioning
the,
you.
The feds are after you. What
The feds are after you. Homeland Security is after you. Cops have just shown up. What do you mean? Am I questioning you?
It's just unreal.
Can you explain the situation in
yeah.
a way that all the puzzle pieces
fit? And how
fit?
About no one is the bad guy for questioning you. You're the bad guy because you're getting charged for cheating a lot of people
yeah.
with money.
Right.
Like,
and
you,
by
the
way,
you're
the A1 assistant. Just pled guilty.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't look great.
It's not cute.
It doesn't look great. Who
and
knows?
Why are all the housewives like, let's just flash back to Beverly Hills. Like, I mean, we could have had episodes if you compile all the time that Erica was in the hot seat. It would be episodes just that
yeah.
in of itself.
Yeah.
And here all these chicks are that are just letting her get away with everything, turning
yeah.
on each other. Like, what is happening? I don't even
right.
understand. Like,
right.
She's the one that you should be questioning.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody's scared to get
scared,
screamed
yeah.
at.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Heather, who I love Heather.
Mm-hmm.
But the way she just blindly defends Jen is making me not like her.
It's weird.
Because you can have a friend and be like, hey, you were really in the wrong in that
mm-hmm.
situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not cool,
mm-hmm.
what you did.
Yeah.
And if they're your friend, they would respect that advice. But if they're not your friend, then they're going to pop off the
mm-hmm.
way Jen does.
Mm-hmm.
Jen has called Heather an ogre, commented on her weight. And I'm so sick of, too, people acting like, oh, what Jen did to Meredith is not that bad. If someone comes after your kids, look at the way Jen just reacted when Lisa said that Meredith's marriage might act longer. Right.
Good point, yeah.
Last longer. Yeah. It's like, okay, Jen gets asked, or sorry, Lisa gets asked a question on Watch What Happens Live and you pop off. Mm-hmm. You came after.
You attacked. Like, attacked.
And had socially.
On your platform with however many followers.
Yeah.
That you just let all of this awful shit into the universe about him. Yeah. And just, like, made a shitstorm.
Right.
Complete shitstorm.
Right. And so, I mean.
Intentionally. To hurt someone.
To hurt someone's kid. To hurt somebody's kid.
No.
And, like, Brooks may have frustrated her that night by saying it made him. But why can't he feel uncomfortable?
And this
are you frustrated that you made somebody feel uncomfortable? Yeah,
exactly. It's just her, that's just her, like, narcissistic ways that she's always doing this kind of stuff. It's like, you, whenever anyone brings up the stuff with Brooks and she's like, well, he said mean things about me. He said he saw my vagina. That is not a mean thing
about
you. That's
not a mean
thing. You came and flashed your vagina in his home.
Yeah.
And that's not even saying a mean thing. Now, if he was like, something's deeply wrong with your vagina or like some crazy shit, like, that would be different. But he said he saw your vagina.
Right.
Like, he did.
And it just made him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And which, by the way, if my mom's friend came over, or our mom, we have the same mom. If our mom's friend came over and she had her swinging her legs and stuff and I could see her vagina, I'd be like, put that shit away.
It's just weird.
Yeah, enough. And wear underwear?
Yeah. And then, you know what that person would say if they're sane? I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
No. I'm going to freaking attack you.
I'm going to attack your sexual orientation.
Yeah.
I don't even know your sexual orientation and I'm attacking it.
I'm going to blast it like I know.
Ugh. Right. So I just think, like, Meredith has a reason not to like Jen.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think Meredith, this whole, like, I'm not going to be around Jen thing, like, mm-hmm. you're on a, you work together.
You
so you have to be around.
Yeah. And you're not, also, we're not going to get mad at people who invited both of you.
Yes. No.
Like, you're not the queen of goddamn Sully City.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, we can't do that.
But I do totally. I would never want to be friends with her again either. And I feel like I've had it with just Jen acting like she should be over. Well, we were cordial to each other. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
It's like, no one has to be friends with you.
Right.
Like, no one has to be friends with anyone. And if someone doesn't want to be friends with you because you came for their family, they decide to be cordial with you, they don't owe you anything.
Right.
Like, she can still not like you.
Yeah.
I don't even know why that's in question.
Well, and she's like, I talked to Brooks. Jen's whole thing is, I talked to Brooks. Talked to Brooks. It's like, okay, that's fine. You guys can, like, people can forgive, but they don't have to forget.
Yeah, you did irreparable damage.
Yeah.
So
right.
No one's going to forgive you.
Right.
Oh, it's a disaster. But I do want to, talk a little bit more about the Heather thing, because that's been weird since the beginning. I was a little bit like, when things first started to come out and she's like, I'm always, like, going to be loyal to Jen, and kind of, like, didn't question it and whatever. I was like, well, as more comes out, there's no way you can continue to be like that. Right. And here we are. And just encouraging her when she's getting in physical altercations with another. Yeah. I understand. I get the fact that they hate Lisa. That's just its own thing. But to wish someone would physically harm someone else is, like, just I actually can't.
Right. And I think, like, at first I was like, okay, what Heather's trying to say is, like, call Lisa out on her bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Call Lisa out. But then the question was made very clear, like, how do you feel about, like, what the altercation on the bus?
Yeah.
And
how'd
she
you
was
feel,
like,
in that moment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get her, Jen.
Yeah.
Get her.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
We can read between the lines.
That's,
we know how you feel.
Yeah. That's not okay. And, like, I don't, after seeing your friend, like, they hate Lisa, but Jen's gone after Heather way harder.
Mm-hmm.
Way harder.
Mm-hmm.
Stronger. True. Meaner.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Lisa acted like she was too good for you guys, and maybe she is.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's like, I just don't get it. Like, I just.
It's
don't.
So crazy.
Oh, can we remember the time that Jen almost hit Whitney?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She almost
remember?
Hit Whitney.
I don't
she
know.
Hit Heather.
And she hit Heather. She swatted things out of Heather's hands. I'm sorry. You can't forgive Lisa for kind of snubbing you, but you can forgive somebody
and
for...
And she kind of snubbed you. Like, the dislike for Lisa from... It's like Heather and Whitney just like... And I like them both.
Yeah.
So it's not that. They just... It's just weird to see how much they've just like worked each other up against her. Where it's just like, I don't get why you're so anti.
So they have like blind hatred towards Lisa and blind love towards Jen. It's insane. Like, their shades are all the way up.
Yeah.
On both situations.
It's just, they cannot see clearly. She's got some weird spell over Heather. It is sad to see, because it's like, I don't know. I've seen, obviously, Lisa pulls some shady shit, but just, I just don't think, I think she gets a little more crap than she deserves.
Yeah.
For sure, especially from those two.
And I don't think Jen gets enough shit.
Yep. Like, she, not even
call this bitch out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just can't imagine, if I was in those scenarios, I would be like, you are insane.
Mm-hmm.
You need to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you cannot be yelling and screaming. And in a season after season, well, two seasons, because they've only had two, hitting people or getting in people's faces.
Yeah.
Having altercations with people. Enough.
Consistently attacking people and then using you being a person of color against anyone who questions you. I have such a deep problem. It's like, it really angers me to my core, because it just... It just takes away and devalues everything about that that actually matters.
Right. Like, it gives people a reason to be like, oh, see, this is why, you know, and it's so frustrating.
And it just is like, what, you're trying to say that you can act any way you want because you're a person of color?
Right.
Like, are you crazy?
Right.
No, like, and a lot of us have had situations where someone was biased against us, obviously, for actually being a person of color. And so to see someone just like use it, just throw in BLM just because you didn't like the way that someone questioned you or like whatever, you popped off and you don't want people to come at you for it.
Right.
It's just crazy. Like, it's so unacceptable.
And even being two people of color and watching this all play out. And then last year on the reunion, when she's like, you can't use the word aggressive towards, it's like, no, when your actions are aggressive, you can say people are aggressive. It's when I'm like, hey, how's your day? And they're like, oh, this black girl's really aggressive. That's when it's not okay. But when I'm screaming, yelling, swatting things out of your hand, throwing my glasses, attacking, you're being really fucking aggressive.
Literally being the definition of aggressive.
Yeah.
So
whether you're black, white, Native American, like anything, it doesn't matter. You can be from anywhere at any time.
Yeah.
You are being aggressive when you act like that.
And I honestly, like, I just feel like it would be really nice if Bravo would take like an actual stance against like physical altercations. Like physical violence, I think, is like so gross. Like it just, so like giving her some kind of warning or something, because you know, I mean, she hasn't pulled a Monique, so there's that. But she's come close to like a point of no return.
I just feel
they
like
need to check her.
They're never gonna check it because I just feel like they're never going to check it because it's always going to make for good TV.
Yeah, I know.
Like, people are going to be like, oh my God,
but
they're going
to. But it gets to a point where it's literally bad TV. Like, I stopped watching I stopped watching New Jersey for a while, and I stopped watching Atlanta because people were just like getting too physical. I'm like, I'm not here for this.
Yeah.
Like, I could just go watch fucking boxing if I want.
But
this is ridiculous.
I am not here for it, but it's not going to stop me from watching it. Like, when I see those recaps or like, here's what you have to look forward to on the next, I'm like, eyes open. Don't call me. Don't text me. I'm watching Bravo. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye, world. So
I could definitely do without it.
Yeah. I definitely think we differ on that, which I'm not like here. I don't want people to fight.
Right. Right.
That is not my MO here. Like, I am not like advocating for fights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, when it happens, it's juicy.
You're not gonna run from it.
I'm not running. I'm actually walking towards it.
The other thing I would like to see almost even more is hard stance against racism. I mean, I feel like that's not asking a lot, but apparently we've seen time after time it's asking a lot out of Bravo. But all the stuff with Jenny, I just cannot deal, especially like, not especially, but one of the things is watching these watching these scenes that happened before all this came out, her saying stuff like, I would like that spell put on me so I can change my mindset about Mary. And these kind of things where it's like, ooh, that doesn't
change
well, because you won't change your mind about Mary because you're a racist.
Right.
So, and now we know that.
Right.
Well,
the most disgusting post that I saw, and I deep dove, was it was a caption. It was, I can't remember what the actual picture was because there was 8 million. But the caption was, how many of these like specific group of people do you have to see until you see that they're the problem? And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa. I was, oh my God, I was so disgusted. Rumor has it that it's going to get addressed super hard, but the just the hypocrisy. I'm not saying the Asian culture should have any kind of racism towards them the way, because what Mary said was not right and it was not okay.
Yeah.
But for her to call that out and take such a hard stance and then be so racist towards, like show just blatant racism towards another culture or group of people or whatever, it's just like, well, where do you stand in this then? Yeah. Is it only like you just don't want to see racism towards Asian American and then you don't care about the rest of like people of color?
Exactly.
Or what, like, what's your deal? But that was so insane. There's so much work that needs to be done.
So much work. It's just so disappointing, it's, like, all of it.
It's really disappointing, but I just hope and pray that, I mean, she's getting called out.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not even her castmates doing it, it's a little, she can't go on social media, I'm sure. But I think people need to also not, like, I'm sure she's getting death threats and stuff, which I think is wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, never good, but I, people are coming after her.
They're coming after her. I do want to see people change and grow, and that is really good, but I also just, I don't want these platforms to be used to communicate this stuff. It's like, you need to go grow on your own.
Right.
And not with millions of followers who can be influenced to think that what you've posted is okay.
Right.
And I think there's like a lot of discussions to be had with violence against the AAPI community.
Yeah.
And I would much rather see it happen from and with people who hold up non-racist views towards others as well.
Yeah.
Because there are plenty of those people who could be, are on the show or could be on these shows. They should have the opportunity to talk about that, that she is literally taking a seat from someone else.
At Tiffany Moon, at Crystal Minkoff.
Yeah.
Perfect examples.
Perfect humans.
Because even, I mean, this kind of came up on Beverly Hills too, with like Garcelle and Crystal and stuff. And I felt like that was, they advocated for each other. And
yeah, those were really good. I think really healing conversations. Like, I Don't See Color was really good to talk about, especially like, just with the demographic that is typical in Beverly Hills, just really needs to hear these things.
Yeah.
And it was so calm. And it was from people who don't then turn around and show racism to other groups of marginalized people. So that's the kind of thing that I would like to see more of. And Jenny's just wasting space with her racism.
100%.
So I just would love to see her answer for everything and then goodbye.
Answer for everything. That's what I'm looking for. Sincerely. I don't want her to be cut off.
Yeah.
I actually want her to show up. That's why I'm so mad Mary wasn't at the reunion.
Oh, I know. Oh.
Be at the reunion. Take the heat.
It's such a cop-out. Mary. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me so mad. Like,
yeah.
Just running away.
Oh, yeah.
It drives me crazy. But yeah, just answer for it. And then you need to go away.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You need to go away.
Agreed.
You need to give the space to someone who deserves it.
Agreed. Agreed. I agree with all that.
Yeah. But back to Jen's screaming and freaking out. I just feel like there is such a different reaction to when Jen is being like a full-on raging psychopath at Lisa versus when she's being a full-on raging psychopath at Meredith.
Well, I agree and I don't agree. And I agree because I feel like she backs down to Meredith a little easier and she's way more ballsy towards Lisa. But I disagree in the fact that she gets in both of their faces, screaming at them.
I mean the reaction of the other women.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like, where it's, like, perfectly acceptable. It's like, Lisa, you deserve it.
Yeah.
And then when it's Meredith, it's like, oh, my gosh.
Meredith, don't run away.
Are you okay? Yeah. And so that's also disappointing to see. I feel like everyone just has a not great set of priorities right now. They all need to, like, see themselves this season.
Yeah.
Like, watch themselves back. And I hope that they would not have a great reaction to watching themselves this season.
100%. I think, and it's so weird because season one was not a Lisa Barlow fan. I'm like, you're right. A mean girl.
Yeah.
You do. She did kind of shit on Whitney. She snubbed Whitney. Totally. I didn't like that. I thought that was like she's doing what Mary's doing to Whitney this season. And it's like,
Well, she didn't do it to that extreme. I don't think.
True. Mary is
Mary because they were supposed to be friends already. At least Lisa never pretended to be friends.
That's true. Okay, I take that back. That was sorry. That was not very nice. Mary is evil. She's so mean to Whitney.
Really mean to
Could you imagine being in a group of friends and being like, I don't want to be your friend? The invitation thing.
Oh.
Anyways. But now, I feel like everybody knows. I think people react differently because people know Lisa will sit and she'll have it out and she'll say what she needs to say.
Mm-hmm.
But Meredith, you kind of have to walk on eggshells because she'll be like, peace out. I'm going to go fly home. Yeah. I don't care what flight you guys take.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going in your dumb sprinter van. I don't know what you need from me. And I'm going to go with all the ice on my fingers and neck and ears.
Yeah, and she does.
Yeah.
But I will say that it is funny to watch her react in an argument. Like, I hate that she is so, I'm like, such a flight risk
because
it's, like, annoying. It's like, you were signed up for the show. Like,
right.
You need to stay sometimes.
Right.
But other times, like, the way that she just makes people feel so stupid for losing their shit.
Yeah.
Like the other day, Lisa, when she was like, you've been screaming for hours and I need you to speak to me finally. Yeah. I was dying.
Or when she goes, who's the broad? Kay, love you, baby.
Yes.
I was like,
it's
so good. She has sweatshirts that say that and I'm tempted to buy out her entire stock.
It's like her level of just maintaining like calmness in an argument is truly unmatched.
I will say that's A1, and it probably is really hard for her to deal with people screaming at her because she doesn't do that.
Yeah,
she did scream at Lisa a little bit this last episode.
Oh my gosh, the next morning.
Ooh, she
reached
happy.
Her breaking point.
Oh,
I mean, Lisa, whatever she said to her at 3 in the morning sent her flying right over the edge, and that was it from there.
True.
Like Lisa says on Watch What Happens Live that she's actually more scared of Meredith when she's mad.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Because when she was screaming, and then you have Heather and Jen listening outside the door, that's me. I would have like glass to door, like, I need to hear this.
Yeah.
She even, Heather told Whitney to, she's like, I'm going to go in the kitchen. She's like, shh, shh, shh. I'm like, yes, get all this tea, honey.
They just hide in their room.
Yeah.
Shut the door.
Yeah, shut the door. Shut the door.
Oh, that was great. But I just was like, whoa, I can't believe she's gotten to the point where she is running around the house screaming at everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, and this bothers me a little bit about Meredith because she is a little bit self-centered when it comes to anything that she only cares about how she's been wronged, it feels like. And it's really frustrating. Like, even, I think it was the last episode or the episode before when they are sitting down at Whitney's event. And sort of like the racist comments from Mary come up. And this is just an example of kind of how Meredith always brings it back to her. But then Whitney, this was awesome of her. Just it's like, oh, we're not going to brush over this. We're actually going to talk about this for a second because I'm not going to let this happen.
Because Whitney's the only one holding people accountable this season.
True story. And then somehow, like, nothing even happens. And Meredith flips it back to herself. And it's like, no, we're having an important conversation here. And
right.
Here you are back to how you've been wronged.
Right.
Like, you have been wronged. Your family's been wronged. But you're not the only one. Other people are being mean. Freaking your best friend is being attacked left and right for being friends with you.
Well, and I think that's how Lisa and Meredith started having their little tiff is because Lisa was like, yeah, I've been wronged too. And Meredith was like, no, but you're friends with the person that I was wronged by.
Right.
Because Lisa was talking about bad weather. And she's like, I don't like the way they attacked me last year.
Yeah.
And Meredith was like, get over it. Yeah. My family got attacked.
Right.
It's like, well, okay. I do think Meredith got the shittier version of that. Like, I don't think what Bad Weather did was that horrible.
Right.
But I still think Meredith could have taken a step back and just, like, acknowledged. Like, yeah, she felt Lisa, bullied
this season before. Like, that sucks.
Right. She felt bullied. And Meredith's really good friends with Heather and Whitney. Right. So, I mean, both the sides of the field are getting played there.
Yeah, exactly. And another case of that is Whitney, which we, again, just brushed over that this episode when she blatantly, and this is after a few drinks, so maybe that's why they brushed right over it, but Whitney drunkenly yells at Meredith for being friends with Mary, who's wronged Whitney also.
Yeah.
Like, same freaking thing.
Right.
Like, that's not okay. Mary has been so, so unbelievably mean to Whitney.
I can't believe it.
Unbelievably mean. And no one has really said anything.
Yeah.
Like, in the interviews a little bit, which, I mean, what are you going to really say but to just...
Oh, I'd be like, why are you being such a fucking bitch?
Yeah, true. You could say that. Meredith would never, but she could at least be like, hey, that's not cool.
Right.
Like, that's not cool. But she's just, she only cares about people sticking up for people if it's herself.
Yeah. Well, also, I don't know if there's any getting through to Mary. Mary lives in Mary's world.
Yeah,
she is not on Earth. Mm-hmm. She is on planet Mary.
Yeah. And that's where she stays.
Actually, she should go there.
And have you watched the video that dropped with her, like, mom talking about?
I haven't watched it yet. Priority number one.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch that because.
Yeah, that and next Sunday, lose my name, lose my number. I have to know how Meredith reacts to Lisa. She's a whore. She's fucked. All of New York City.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
my
God.
My jaw was actually sitting on the floor when I saw that scene. Oh, I just... That's so crazy. I don't know. Like, there's no way they're going to come back from that.
Do they come back from that? Would you? If a friend said that about me, and I did fuck all of New York City... I'd be like, that was fucking rude. Okay. But, I mean, I see how Lisa's breaking.
Mm-hmm,
Lisa's breaking the same way Meredith is breaking. But Lisa's not attacking Meredith. Like, Lisa's trying to be compassionate for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is attacking Lisa for being compassionate towards everybody.
Terrible.
So I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, she's at a breaking point. And honestly, I just can't believe, like, Meredith hasn't given her anything this entire season. Like, any ounce of anything to work with, like,
nothing.
She's just kind of shit on her the whole time. And so
when she walked away from her at the party, I was like, that's mean.
Yeah,
that's mean,
really.
And Lisa was like, I'm not chasing. I'm like, don't chase, girl,
don't chase, because she always has to chase her.
Yeah,
she always has to chase her. It just feels like a bit of a one-sided relationship a lot of the time. But
yeah,
girl, you gotta watch out for that hot mic though.
Oh,
you just gotta
take off your mic.
Yeah, just
did you see Jencha when she knew she was getting arrested? She went, can you take this off? Pull a Jencha.
Yeah. In this case, pull a Jencha.
Would I forget my mics off?
Probably.
Should never go on reality TV. I would be a villain. If people would either love me or be like, she's a monster to this world.
Yeah.
Get her out of here.
Yeah. It stresses me out for them, for their relationship. But,
yeah.
I mean, she did say on Watch What Happens Live that she left the reunion not feeling closer to either Meredith or Jen, so it looks like they're all on ice.
And here's what I think. I think we bring back Whitney, Heather, Lisa, and maybe Meredith.
Maybe she's a friend of.
Maybe she's a friend of, because I feel like Meredith is starting to hate it so much where it's like, I hate watching you on it because you look miserable.
Yeah.
But Jenny and Jen and Mary, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye bye, Jen. You have to.
We
want to
see how Jen plays out her case.
Yes, but
I know.
Can we do like a documentary?
Yeah, I'd watch a documentary instead.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like a documentary where she like gets. I don't know.
Yeah.
If we find out if she's guilty or not guilty.
Yeah.
And like, why do people? Like, do we know? We don't know. So, who knows? Like, if Jen was like, "Why don't you believe me?" I'd be like, "You have not gone to court yet."
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I hope what you're saying, but people lie
under
pressure, and people crack under pressure. It's
yeah,
like, you
exactly.
might be lying to me.
Yeah.
And then what?
Yeah. It's, and
OJ Simpson still did.
People just get accused of these crazy things for no reason.
Like, right.
Yeah. Honestly, it's crazy, and I can't believe she hasn't been.
And she hasn't made the best rep for herself. Yeah. The way she like freaks out. Mm-hmm. It's like people are watching.
Yeah. Boo. Right.
Who gonna check me, boo?
But I did love when Meredith calls Brooks and he says, but even if you did, who gives a fuck? She's allegedly defrauding people. That is me every single episode of this season. I'm just like, who effing cares who's doing anything to Jen? She is literally allegedly defrauding so many people with so much money.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I literally don't
care. Have you seen Homegirl's Closet?
Yeah. Like, her mom giving up her retirement and she's like, but of course I brought my glam. Like, are you kidding?
I could have. My heart fell out of my butthole when she said that.
Heartless. I don't understand. And so it's like, I could see it. I don't know how you could be so... I don't know how you could be so confident that anyone wouldn't... No one would have done anything.
Like, yeah.
Honestly.
It's, maybe her glam is crazy like...
shit.
I'll do this for free for a little bit to be on the show.
But do we think... obviously, I don't think... I think it's crazy to think that somehow Meredith... organized like the FBI showing up, but I do think she had some sort of inkling, even though she said absolutely not. Like, do we think that she thought something was gonna go down?
I go back and forth with this because Meredith made it so clear that she did not want to be around Jen Shah.
Yeah.
That she did not want to be around Jen Shah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so clear.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, why the fuck would I want to take a Sprinter van with you for 5 hours? Did you see the way the Sprinter van went with Lisa and John? Two times. Like, no, I don't want to be on a Sprinter van with you.
No.
And maybe she wanted somebody to travel with. Or Mary was like, I'm not going if you don't go. I've been like that with friends. I'm like, me and you are driving
separate. But was there not the sketchy-ass bathtub scene? The very knowing look of the bathtub scene?
The bathtub scene. I also feel like... maybe Meredith felt like this bitch is getting what's coming for her.
Yeah, but that means that she would have known what was coming. Do we think she knew? That's my question. Because I don't blame her for relaxing after someone has come so hard for their family and a little bit of karma comes to bite them in the ass.
Yeah.
A lot of bit of karma, like life-ending karma.
Lots of karma.
But
the karmiest karma.
That's not the part. I'm just curious if she knew.
How did she? Like, maybe her private investigator might have been part of it, but I genuinely don't think, like, I don't think she, how do you even find the FBI's number? What is it? 211?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Honestly, I want to talk about the private investigator for a second, though, because I cannot believe the reaction to her hiring a private investigator. Like, it confused me so much where it's like, well, I've never had a friend who hired. Well, I've never had someone accused of freaking defrauding thousands of people.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I've also never had a friend or somebody send me threatening text messages.
Threatening text messages.
If I got those and I could afford a private investigator, you know my bitch ass would have to do some Google searching and I would have to be.
We're just all accepting the fact that she sends you these.
Yeah. Cryptic, disgusting, weird.
And we're just like, well, that's just Jen, but don't hire, like, but that's crazy to hire a PI. No.
No.
No, it's
no,
completely unacceptable that she sends you these text messages.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's not okay at all. And if someone was, threatening my family, I would also hire a PI. And Meredith even said, she's like, actually, it could have been any of you. I don't even care who it was. I'm just going to find out who it is.
And then the private investigator was like, there is a 99.999999999.
And then we don't talk about that. Then everyone's like, oh, okay, well, then you're not wrong for hiring a PI.
Yeah,
it's like, well, can we now talk about Jen? That was you.
Yeah,
99.99. Like, now, again, you should
be I think it was actually like 95% or 92%. But regardless,
it was high. And
it's
it was like,
too close.
And then we're just still not going to put her in the hot seat.
Yeah, that's like saying,
like
oh, this paternal test came back and you're 95% the father. Wouldn't you maybe think that that's the father?
like a really good chance.
Like, it's just, I can't take it. I can't. It makes me cringe how they just let Jen get away with anything.
I know,
season one, she gets away with everything. If she was screaming in my face constantly and then she did it to other people, I'd be like, you need help.
And... serious anger management.
Serious anger management. Oh, speaking of anger management.
Jesus. I just wonder if we're going to go back to this, because Jenny talking about breaking her husband's ribs, I was like, she breezed over it, like, jokingly. It's like, that, what the fuck?
Could you imagine?
No.
Could you imagine if her husband broke her ribs?
Oh, my God.
True. Oh, Jesus.
True.
That's what I hate. It's like, women, well, okay, I have to kind of be careful when I say this.
Please.
Domestic violence is not okay either way.
Either way.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but
I agree.
I feel like women get a little bit more ease. Like, they can get away with a little bit more stuff
mm-hmm.
because they're not as strong
mm-hmm.
or what we're deemed not as strong, right? Some women can fuck you up.
Yeah, true story.
But, like, if a man did that to a woman and he said it on national TV.
Just, like, jokingly like that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is a double standard that's really
That's what I'm looking for, double standard.
You know I despise violence, but...
Yeah.
So I think that drives me crazy. So watching that, I was like, but you, what? It's not funny. It's just, like, disgusting. And also, are you good?
Are you good?
Like... Truly, are you good?
And was this in 2022?
Yeah.
Was this in 2020 as well?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a bad year for you.
bad, not good.
Not good.
Not a good look. All around bad things.
2020, Jenny Wen needs to erase that year.
Yeah, it just was not didn't great. Exist.
Yeah.
No, it's really, really bad.
But yeah, so, I agree. I can't handle the...
I wonder if that's going to be talked about more. I mean, it's weird.
There's so many things to talk about, though.
On the show, I've never seen her, like... Her anger. Well, she and Mary, of course.
Yeah, but Mary really comes after. Like, maybe it was a racist
thing.
Remember
the one time that they got off the bus? I always thought it was so weird when she all of a sudden looks back and she's like, it's my birthday. If you don't like it, you can get out. It like kind of just freaks out when Mary like had come for Lisa on that bus ride like a while back. I can't remember where they were going. Some trip. And
they were going ice fishing. And this is when Meredith showed up.
It wasn't
and
the
she
tubing?
Was like.
Well, whatever. But the point is that Jenny freaks out at Mary. They weren't even in a fight. Like, just kind of out of nowhere. Like, it was a little bit of a weird reaction. But, like, me personally, I had been annoyed at Mary already for coming for Lisa for no reason.
Right.
So I was like, whatever. I don't really care. But now thinking about, like, hindsight, I'm like, that was kind of weird now. Yeah. That was weird that she freaked out.
See.
And then when she went to sort of half-assed, Mary sort of, well, she didn't even really apologize, actually. But. Then Jenny was like went on about how mad she was at her and she wouldn't even look at her in the eye.
Yeah.
Like that was super weird. Do you remember? She like wouldn't look at her face. I thought that was so bizarre.
Yeah.
Like it was weird watching it. And at some point Mary even says something and then she snaps to her and starts freaking out.
Yeah.
But she had really weird reaction to her.
So obviously Jenny has a thing against Black people.
Yeah.
So that has been made clear. But I don't think it was 100% racist. Because I think Mary was a bitch to Jenny.
Yeah, totally.
And
I
so I think it was like, I'm fed up with you. And if I saw somebody.
But I think that's what kicked it off between them.
Well, maybe. But if I saw somebody who, if it was me, you, and a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the friend said something. And you're like, I'll have to fact check that.
Yeah.
And then she went off at you. I'd be like, you know, go home.
Yeah.
You're obviously in a mood. Mm-hmm. I have no time for this behavior.
True.
Like, I can see why Jenny would be like, you're fucking ruining my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
Coming from somebody who takes their birthday seriously, like a religious holiday, it's if somebody ruins my birthday, they will go down.
Yeah, that
I
is
don't
true.
Care who you are.
I mean, those two were definitely not destined to be friends.
No, especially from 2020.
That's for sure. So, yeah, we talked about this earlier offline, but there's something else that's not related to the race stuff that's coming out about Jenny right before they filmed the reunion. So there's still so much drama to come.
I just need, can they just do like a drop release where they just give us the rest of the season and then just start season three? Just, I don't need it edited. Just show me the raw.
Give it to me straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That would be truly magical.
Yeah.
Truly, truly magical.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I had to talk about for
SLC.
Both of the housewives. I guess we'll next week talk about whatever crazy shit goes down on Sunday, and then we will also dive a little bit into Summer House as well.
Summer House and Vanderpump Rules reunion.
And Vanderpump Rules reunion, yes.
Because I have shit to say.
Yeah.
about Brock.
Things have happened.
And Sheena.
About Brock specifically, yeah.
Sheena is, I've never
day one.
Been a fan fave of
yeah,
Sheena.
Day one, yeah.
I've always thought her crying over every situation, it makes me crazy. Mm-hmm. I do think Stassi was really mean to her.
Terrible.
I think she went through some shitty situations, but also, like, when she looks back, is she not, like, I was the most annoying fucking person that ever was on Bravo TV ever?
She looks back at herself fondly. I truly think she's one of those people that's just like, yeah, I'm killing it.
Tell us. Tell us what you think. Does Sheena look back and think that
nice
she was fun?
It must be nice to not have to be embarrassed by anything that you've done.
Anything.
Like, I just can't imagine.
It's all happening, Jasmine. It's all happening.
So, yeah. I know. It's just so bad. It's just thing after thing.
Yeah. I have shit to say about Lala, James.
Lala, I never don't have shit to say about. James, I never don't have shit to
Lala's like, because she is a bad bitch. Like, I channel my inner mm-hmm. Lala. But yeah, sometimes I'm like, true. You're also being really fucking mean. So
yeah,
chill out.
Low-key, I've always really loved her. It's just like, sometimes I'm like, oh my God. Well, a lot of times I'm like,
Ariana's one of my favorites too. And she comes after Ariana so hard.
I know.
I'm like,
yeah,
back
she
off
does.
My girl.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I mean, she's just too
there's
chilled.
So much.
Just leave her alone. She
there's so care. Much. I need everything to just slow down a little bit so I can just...
I know, it's a lot to digest.
Comprehend, like, at my house, I need, like, 6 TVs running. I'm trying to analyze everything.
I know. Well, this will help now to have this little discussion every week.
Yeah.
Of, like, channeled Bravo information. So, yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us for this episode. We are also on the socials.
Yes.
So, if you want to follow us... on Twitter, it's just Dose of Reality. That's Dose, D-O-S, of Reality, _. And then we also have an Instagram.
Which is Dose of Reality, D-O-S, period, O-F, O-F. I need to go home. of O-F dot reality. So we're new. Give us a follow.
Yep.
Please. And if you like us, keep listening to us because we're funny.
We'll be here and we'll keep talking about crazy shit that you love.
And we will keep having a difference of opinions because from season one,
we stay differing.
We stay differing.
Yeah.
And we want to hear you guys on what you think.
So like and subscribe. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.